All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back. You're listening to The Passionate Entrepreneur, E3C, The Passionate Entrepreneur, where people, business, and opportunity connect. We're connecting you to passionate entrepreneurs. In this segment, we're going to speak with Bob Barrow, talk about business processing outsourcing. Bob Barrow, welcome to the program.
Hello, Kim.
Bob Barrow is what now. Bob Barrow has many companies. He's got a staffing company. He's got the workers' comp company. He's got You got the BPO. You got the staffing. You've got many. You have too much time on your hands, Bob.
We actually have two: the insurance agency and the BPO.
Okay, but you provide additional services. Okay, all right. Well, so you're talking about your name of your company is Innovative Corporate Strategies. Innovative Corporate Strategies. A BPO. That sounds like something that you can get at Burger King or McDonald's. So what is a business processing outsourcing? What is a BPO?
We always give it to you your way.
I like that.
No, it's a business processing outsourcing is a company that alleviates the business owners of some of the processes that they have to handle day to day so they can concentrate on either the designing, the selling, or the manufacturing of their own widgets, whatever they do. It could be a chain of doctors, auto dealers, landscapers, attorneys. It doesn't matter, but they all have things they have to do to be an employer, payroll, pay taxes, buy workers' compensation, buy group health insurance. All these sorts of things really dig into the time of the business owner. And we try to help alleviate that, which is the way most businesses are going today with the outsourcing.
So what I hear you saying is that business owners should focus more on their core responsibilities, their core competencies, to maximize the business opportunity and do away with all the other stuff that they find themselves involved in.
We think so. That's their passion. That's what they've been trained for.
So the reason why you have the BPO company, how much time do we spend on non-core business?
Well, a business owner can spend 30-40% of his time, filling out paychecks or W-2s at the end of the year, new business employee applications, looking at people on their resumes, recruiting, drug testing. All the HR compliance issues, it's just a huge task that only gets more time-consuming every year with the laws that come in by the state and the federal government.
Wow. So why did you choose to launch ICS? What was the reason behind that?
We saw a need. I became very familiar with the PEO, the employee leasing model, since '89. And saw that whole industry grow up and somewhat stagnate, to be honest. We felt that there was a need to offer the same type of services, but with the ownership remaining in the hands of the business owner, not the PEO or the employee leasing company, where everything stays in the name of the business owner, yet the task we take over.
Yeah, I've heard that. PEO, that's Professional Employer Organization, and you hear a lot about those. So why is it that somebody doesn't want to go the PEO route and that now the BPO route is available? You talked about having your workers' comp in your own name. Don't you want to get rid of all that stuff and just focus? What's the difference, the main differences between a professional employer organization that offers HR services and your BPO?
The primary difference is the ownership of the data. If you still have everything in your name, such as your SUTA, your workers' comp, or your group health, you have access to all the data and all the information that goes on within all those systems. And also another fairly important thing, as we've learned over the years, is that the individual owner under a BPO arrangement will have the right of cancellation notice from the insurance carrier should the work comp carrier or the group health carrier or the dental or vision carriers decide to cancel any of the policies. What we've seen is under the PEO arrangement, the PEO is the first named insured. Therefore, they're the only ones with the right of notice of cancellation. And there have been times when the clients of the PEO, the individual business owners, have not been notified if there was a pending cancellation. I don't feel that's right. I think the business owner, it's their business. It's the workers' compensation, in essence, what they're paying for. They're paying the SUTA, the FICA, the FUTA, taxes. They should know where those funds go and have enough control over the situation so they can direct them themselves.
So what, is there a horror story, anything that you can speak about that you know of other companies? You don't have to name names or companies, but what has happened when people had a PPO experience versus a BPO experience? Anything that, lessons learned from that and why you're doing the BPO?
We've seen some of these companies blow up. Actually, we participated in a census in the year 2000 of the PEO industry, and there were probably about 1,150 PEOs in the year 2000. We reconducted that census in the year 2003, and that number had dropped to a little over 500, maybe 530. Part of the reason was the shrinking of the insurance marketplace, the workers' compensation marketplace especially, shrunken. It became less available and had less capacity for these PEOs. But a horror story that I've seen, which I think is very, very personal, if the taxes weren't paid, especially the FICA, the Social Security tax.
You're messing with the government now.
Well, that has happened, but when you get your statement from the Social Security Administration about every 3 years, it describes your benefits. It's usually in green ink. And it just shows up and it shows you what you've made and be reported under your Social Security number for since you started working when you were 15, 16, 17, going all the way back, no matter where you lived. Well, you look at the year 2001 and 2002, you worked for this company, you worked for a company that put up garage doors. They had 15 employees, and they happened to be using an employee leasing company or a PEO. You thought everything was copacetic. Well, you get your Social Security statement here in 2007, and for the years 2001 and 2002, you have zero. Zero contribution to your Social Security
benefit.
That sounds like
a problem.
Well,
it's a big problem.
It's a big problem because you have one kid finishing college, and you have two twins who are juniors in high school. It's a huge problem, and it's just that I haven't seen that come up much, but it happens out there, and it's a problem.
Is there a way to go back and correct that error?
Well, it would be difficult because typically the employee leasing company, which did not pay the taxes, even though your individual and immediate company did pay the taxes, they probably are out of business and long gone, and there is nobody to trace.
So they're gone.
It's gone.
Lost.
It's gone. We have not seen recovery in those situations.
So ICS, Innovative Corporate Strategies, you've got a BPO. How are you using? Because I'm all for technology in terms of helping us, allowing us to be more productive, more effective. How are you using technology with your company, your BPO, to serve and support your clients?
Our payroll processing is all web-based, but not only is it payroll processing, it's a pretty strong HR program, which allows not the only employees, but the managers and the employer himself to manage a lot of the day-to-day mundane HR functions, you know, change of address, a marriage, make sure your birth dates are right. If you want to send out birthday cards, just simple little things which can really make life easier. It's all web-based, real-time, all ties back into the payroll. And then we add the whole insurance component, and they all start marrying with each other, and it just flows easier, and then thus provides the business owner, the client, more time.
Wow. So any success stories, any stories you'd like to share with the group on BPO? How it's helped companies?
We have one client who's a mattress retailer. They have about 9 locations spread out through Georgia. They've just expanded into South Carolina. The owners, they have to travel all over the state to manage these stores because they're really, from all corners of the state. And Georgia is a fairly large state here, but with the help of the payroll administration, we probably save them 15 hours a week. 15 hours a week of a person's time. That's a lot of time. And the cost of that time, for if they were to do it on their own, it would be phenomenal for what they could do on their own in 15 hours. So they were able to expand, and every now and then I see them happen to take a month-long vacation to St. Martin.
So they can do that.
They can do that. They have that freedom.
Wow. And so a BPO, business processing outsourcing, I always hear outsourcing bad. So the benefits to an entrepreneur or business owner for the BPO, and then I have a second question. That is, maybe I should ask the first question first, but the advantages of that. But so to kind of summarize a BPO, somebody wants to look at outsourcing. All outsourcing is not all bad.
Now, the misnomer is that we mix up, in some of the press, we mix up the word outsourcing with offshoring. Outsourcing, all our jobs are here. We're not sending them to another country for a lower wage worker who makes 30 cents an hour to do the same job we do here. We do all the work here, but we're simply taking a mundane task within a business, something that has to be done, and we group it together, tie it together with some technology and web-based things and some purchasing power of insurances and just make that better. We keep the jobs here. That's important.
Okay. And what makes your business, your BPO, so unique? You've got the payroll, the HR aspect. What other things would be do you have any other support services for your clients besides the payroll and the HR?
We do. Our sister company is Barrow Group, LLC. It's an agency that's been around since 97. We've been in the insurance business since, I hate to say, 81.
Why do you hate to say that?
I'm going to need long-term care soon.
Well, you should talk to Mike Davis.
I should.
But, you know, most businesses don't survive past 5 years, so you've been around since the 80s. That's a good thing.
We have. We provide workers' comp probably to about 60,000 people, and that's a very satisfying thing, that we can take care of injured people and their families. And then through that, we tie in the BPO and offer the additional services just to make that person's and the business's life easier.
That sounds very – what besides the workers' comp and, I guess, group insurance, if you wanted to do that, what other services could you provide for your clients?
The BPO we consider as a concierge. It would be almost any kind of thing a business owner needed. They're tied up with doing what they – do, whether it's making concrete blocks or putting the concrete blocks into a new building. They don't know where to go if they want to start a new marketing campaign. Well, we can hook them up, or we can find somebody, a really good graphic designer or print it to print the new brochures that they're developing, or a mailing company that can mail out those brochures. Or if they want to put in a computer purchase program for all the employees, low-cost computer purchase program, we can do that. If we want to sign up some training on some Microsoft Office products, we can get that into the employer's hand disseminate.
You're connecting people. You're kind of like the godfather.
It's the concierge. The concierge. You go to the desk and ask what you need. We'll get you those tickets.
Oh, man. Excellent. So, in summary, key points to remember about a business processing outsourcing. It can be good for you, business owners, entrepreneurs. Listen in. So key points to remember if you're checking into a BPO.
Just check out the background. Make sure everything stays in your name. It would be nice if everything is offered a la carte to you, which is what we do.
So you have more control.
We believe the control belongs with the business owner.
Okay. And so how do we contact Bob Barrow of ICS? Website, phone number?
The website is www.ics-bpo.com. Our toll-free is 1-800-874-4798. And our local Georgia phone number is 770-338-7300. 92. We're located in the historic square of Lawrenceville, Georgia.
All right. And one more time, your website and your contact information?
www.ics-bpo.com, 1-800-874-4798, or 770-338-7392.
All right. Well, Bob, thank you very much. I really learned a lot about business processing outsourcing. Not all outsourcing is bad. Not all outsourcing is bad. Right, Bob?
That's correct.
Will you come back and at another later show and share with the group some of the other companies that you're involved in?
We would like that. Okay. Thank you, Ken. Right. Thank you.
All right, then. That's Bob Barrow, ICS. Bob Barrow, ICS. When we come back, we're going to connect you with the technology, E3C's technology guru, Dr. Robert Joseph, talking about building websites. Is that possible? Can you really build a website on your own? Man, that sounds pretty powerful. We'll be right back.